The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.
Awesome new feature of the program. It's called Welcome to Adulthood. And Sherry has some ideas for this. I have some ideas. There's things we want to share. We're growing up too, okay? Mm-hmm. So, not like pointing the finger or anything, but something that we could share with you is this. If you're younger, like, your appetites will destroy you. If you don't, I know, it's kind of heavy, isn't it? But I got this lighthearted music going on.
Hey!
Oh!
Dichotomy,
it's good, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's so true, though.
There really is an enemy, spiritually. I mean, the Bible makes that very clear from the beginning to the end of the book. Mm-hmm. There's a spiritual realm, and there's an enemy, and that enemy wants to take your desires, your appetites, and distort them, and then destroy you with it. And it really is good to remember that, like, keep mm-hmm. that in mind. Like, there are things that we want, and these are good things, and there's a reason we want these things, but distorted, it's like electricity. Electricity is beautiful and wonderful and lights up a city, or you can stick a fork in the socket mm-hmm. and it's not so wonderful anymore. So that's how our desires work. They have to be settled on the right stuff. I get it. Message received. Weddings are all about the bride.
You just okay. not figuring
no,
that out?
No, I get it. No, okay. I got it. Uh-huh. Okay, so let's not, like, as a father of the bride, my daughter just got engaged, so mm-hmm. thinking about the wedding.
Right.
It's not, I don't get to just do whatever I want in the wedding.
No, you do not.
No, it's not.
No.
Nope.
You will be assigned tasks and
yes,
duties, and you're expected to carry those
that
out.
That's right. That's
and
the
only
wedding.
Those.
Right, and only yes. those. And I understand that now.
Good.
And so, wedding is all about her, but I was wondering about the reception.
Brant, what are you looking to do at the reception?
Well, we got a lot of people there.
That's true.
It would be very easy to mm-hmm. do a puppet presentation of some sort.
Okay.
It could be about marriage. It could be about, I don't know, it could be like it's about love
mm-hmm.
or just something that's
you're
just
fun. You're going to tie it into the event?
Yeah.
A puppet show at the reception.
I'm helping pay for this. I mean, I'm paying for a lot of it.
You
so am I somebody telling me I'm paying for this whole thing and I'm not allowed to entertain?
I am telling you that.
Okay. So you are telling me.
You are being told
okay,
that.
Okay, I hear that. I'm being told that. Just want to say a big thank you to some people who deserve it and they rarely get thanked. We have this theory here on the show, which is, it's kind of weird. The jobs that are most essential in our culture, we tend to not... We're not thank people, mm-hmm. but then we make a big deal out of a lot of jobs that really aren't essential.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as much as I love baseball players, it's like, well, you know, you could do something else. We'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
But how about this? Just want to thank today. It's here's to you, people who work in food service and airports.
Oh, my goodness.
I know that's a niche of a niche, but it's still hundreds of thousands of people.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for what you do. I know the parking's not easy. I know it's a hassle to get there.
Mm-hmm.
I do know this. I have to fly quite a bit. I am so glad you do your job. It's a blessing to me to be able to get some coffee or be able to grab a salad or something. I know you're dealing with people who are in a hurry all day. They're in and they're out. Just please know we're aware of it and you are serving us. And yes, you get paid. But beyond that, you're doing something really wonderful for the rest of us, which is allowing us to have some comfort. So once again, thank you. Just saw a Facebook status post thing from an acquaintance of mine, and he was talking about how depressed he is. Like, he's just been overwhelmed with depression,
mm-hmm.
and I get it. One thing I wanted to tell him, though, I'm trying to think of what he's saying is, like, he's been posting like mad lately, political opinions on this, opinions on that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, every study I've seen about just happiness indexes, and believe me, it's coming from somebody who struggles with depression, okay? So
mm-hmm.
not throwing stones, but every study I've seen says if you pull back on social media, you get happier.
Hmm.
Every indicator, dramatically happier for people who draw back a lot. And I say that as somebody, I'm on social media, and I almost kind of want you to be on social media as you're listening because I like to have the connection.
Yeah.
But I kind of want to tell them, like, dude, try that. Because it's been shown over and over and over, this doesn't make people happier. It's not working. Well, it's not often that we have Ice cream news.
That's true.
That's sad. Mm. This makes me very sad, but the Oscar Mayer people have come out with something they're amped about. It's the ice dog sandwich, and it has... I'm sorry.
Are you starting to get sick?
Sick and also sad.
Okay.
Candied hot dog bits. A hot dog sweet cream gelato on a cookie bun.
Oh, goodness. That's...
What makes me sad is that they're really excited. They think we want their hot dogs. Yeah. And they're like, well, we can make our product, make it summery.
Sure. And but they don't know that just the mention of it is making us nauseous.
Yeah, we don't want candied. We don't want the words candied
and hot dog
together. We don't, you guys. I'm so sorry. They're going to be so disappointed at the sales. Question, could you handle this? I might have a surprising answer as far as myself. There's a guy who is meeting 10,000 people one at a time for an hour at a time.
Hmm.
Could you handle that? I think I could.
I think you could too.
Thank you.
Yes, I do.
Isn't that weird? You might be like, but Brant, you're an introvert. Exactly. Mm-hmm. As long as we had an understanding, like I'm going to ask you questions.
Yeah.
And it's not to pin you down, but I enjoy hearing what people think.
And it's one person.
One person at a time.
Yes.
And if we understand that going into it, like I'm going to ask you questions, I like to make people think too. Because I find that most people really haven't thought.
That's true.
About big questions.
Mm-hmm.
So I would love that.
Okay.
This guy, though, he's an extrovert, and so the first part of it is he's going to tell you about himself.
I, as an extrovert, take great exception with that, dear sir.
No, that's what he's... I mean to implicate all extroverts. I'm just saying that's what his plan is, and it's fine. It's all fine. Well, just take a look at us. Just look around at us and try to ask yourself, what does this country need nutritionally? Some leaders of industry have gotten together.
Okay.
The Krispy Kreme people and Reese's.
Oh.
And they looked around and decided that what we need are...
More sugar.
Krispy Kreme and Reese's Lovers Original Filled Donuts.
Ooh.
The Reese's Original Filled Peanut Butter Lovers Donut has more peanut butter than chocolate. And then the Reese's Original Filled Chocolate Lovers Donut has more chocolate than peanut butter. So... they saw a need.
I am so ashamed to say that my mouth is actually watering. It is. It is. My mouth is actually watering.
It's going to be a smash. They know what they're doing. These guys,
this is what we need.
They know exactly. They wouldn't be Krispy Kreme and Reese's if they didn't know what they were doing. It's true. A lot of people are in counseling right now for anxiety. It's a huge problem for our culture. Just talk to any counselor. They'll tell you. Massive problem. And maybe you struggle with it too. I totally get it. I saw this though on Amazon. It's a hot selling item. It's an egg. It's a brass egg. That's all it is. It costs $16 and it's to help people not be anxious just by looking at the brass egg, knowing it's there. It's like a totem. They say it should help you with your anxiety and mindfulness to be with this egg.
Looking at the brass egg.
Yeah. So you keep it on your desk or you keep it nearby. Oh. And if that strikes you as a little sad, I think it is. Honestly, I'm not trying to criticize you if you already bought the brass egg. But it's like, I hope we got more than that. You know what I love, by the way, is taking a walk and looking outside and looking at the trees and looking at the sky and getting away from news and getting away from stuff, seeing the animals, birds and stuff, and going, they're not anxious. They're not anxious. Lilies of the field aren't anxious. Jesus told us that. Like, you don't need to be. You don't need to be. You don't need a brass egg. You know why? Because you got me. Just a thank you to Fellowship Home Loans for sponsoring our podcast. They really appreciate what we do. Mike and Brian are pretty awesome. I've gotten to know them just a little bit, and I really, really like them. If you're interested at all, you need to get a mortgage or maybe refinance or something. They're very creative, and they listen. In fact, people so enjoy working with them. They've had multiple situations where people on the phone, like they're getting a mortgage or something, like, hey, can I work with you guys? Can I work for you guys?
Wow.
And they've actually hired people like two people in their office. They just really like people and enjoy them. And they like thinking creatively with you. Anyway, here's a phone number for Fellowship Home Loans. It's 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-SAVE, or just go to fellowshiphomeloans.com. thinking about anxiety, because our culture is so anxious. And by the way, if you want to stick out, be a non-anxious person. Mm. Like, we need non-anxious voices. And I love that the more I understand about Jesus, the less I need to worry about things. I do love that. But thinking about that, I used to have this nightmare. Maybe you've had this too. Maybe it's common. I don't know. But when I was a little kid, I would get this repeated nightmare where I was like on top of a hill and I was with my mom or something in the car, and she would leave the car, and then I was stuck in the car and it started to roll downhill. And I'm like, I don't know how to drive. I'm 7, I'm 6 or something. Like, I don't know how to shift these gears. I don't know how to reach the pedals. And suddenly I'm careening down the hill and I'm in charge of this car. Like, I don't know what, it was extremely anxiety. I wake up like, but I'd have that dream over and over. And I realized, look, that's a pretty good idea when you don't trust God or you don't know God. I guess you would feel that way. Mm-hmm. It is very anxious.
Yeah.
And I struggle with it anyway sometimes, but like, ultimately, I trust God. He's the driver. But if I feel like he's left the building, mm-hmm. and I'm the one who gets to determine everything, I can turn here, I can turn there, but I don't really know what I'm doing. That's extremely anxiety producing. But I think as we think about it in our cultures, as the culture gets less and less about trusting God, you can expect people to feel that way. I'm careening. I don't actually know what I'm doing. There's this ongoing thing that happens. It's a debate about whether Christianity is a religion or a relationship.
Okay.
What did you understand it to be when you grew up?
From what was told to me?
Yeah.
Relationship. That's not what was said.
It's not a religion.
Right.
It's a relationship.
Yes, that is right. Yes, yeah. That was the lingo.
Well,
yes.
Now I think the trendy thing to say is that's not true. Mm-hmm. It's a religion.
Okay. That's the cultural thing to say?
No, it's kind of like the cool Christian thing to say,
I think. Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
I think we're reacting to that.
I'm not in the hippity circle. So what what is the basis? Where are we going with that?
Well, I just want to say, like, I want to weigh in my 2 cents. You can too. Like,
I don't understand what they're saying, though. Why is it now a religion and not a relationship?
Let's see. Because it's religious. Like, it's church. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know, it's, you need to pray, read the Bible, and acting like it's not a religion.
Okay.
Doesn't know. So.
Okay.
I mean, my opinion, my 2 cents, not worth more than anybody else's, mm-hmm. but I'll act like it is, and because that's key. In radio.
In this industry, absolutely. Absolutely. Yes.
Never let them see you think that you're just a
my
person.
My 2 cents is 5.
No, this is very important. I would say it's neither and both, and it's both, but only in a way that you've never seen it before.
Okay.
Okay, so I know that's really confusing, but it is true. When people go, no, it really is a religion. There's prayer, there's church, there's, you know, preachers. There's like, well, actually, when it first got started, it looked a lot like atheism. In fact, they were considered atheists by the Roman mainstream, by the way we practiced our faith.
Okay.
With apologies, sort of, I mean, With respect to my Catholic friends, I genuinely just disagree on some church history things.
Okay.
But in the beginning, the idea of the priest was not, my understanding, a part of our experience. It didn't take long for it to become part of it.
Right.
But we had a priesthood of all believers. Like, we don't need another intermediary between us and Jesus.
Yeah. It was a royal priesthood. That was everybody.
Right. And the priests in these other religious systems were exactly that. Mm-hmm. They're the ones who were intermediaries going to the Holy of Holies, for instance. Like, there's just, they mediated our relationship with God. Mm-hmm. But because of what Jesus did, that's gone.
Right.
So they looked at us, the mainstream, and go, you guys don't have temples. Mm-hmm. You don't have, you're not doing sacrifices.
No rituals.
You're not doing rituals.
Yeah.
You don't have priests, like all of this stuff. You don't have relics.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, it didn't take long because that's how humans are.
Yeah.
But they're like, this doesn't look like religion to us.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say in that understanding, it's not a religion.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, if a religious view is believing in something ultimate that's bigger than us, then we are religious.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so there's a sense in which we clearly are, and there's clearly people who say they're atheists who are also quite religious, and they believe in transcendent truths appeal to all the time without any grounding for it. But that's, so it is religious in that sense. And then I would add the relationship thing. Yes, it is a relationship, but it doesn't look like any other relationship. For instance, I can see Sherry right now, mm-hmm. plain as day. I can't say that about God. Mm-hmm. Well, you can see God's effects on the, you're right, mm-hmm. you're right, but this is different. It's not quite the same, is it? Mm-hmm. Different kind of relationship. You know, if I was just pen pals with somebody in Italy or something, and I never saw the person, that would be a relationship, but it's a different kind. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't say that's not a relationship. No, let's say I've been pals for 40 years with somebody. It is a relationship, it's just different. Mm-hmm. Well, so this is a relationship. It is different. What I tried to write about in Blessed Are the Misfits in the second chapter is about how that relationship's kind of different because we're in this in-between time before the wedding feast, where if you're somebody who's a believer, you've made this contract with God. We've already made covenant with him, mm-hmm. accepted his proposal for marriage. Mm-hmm. But where is he? Like, sometimes you feel him around, maybe. Sometimes you don't. Sometimes, like, it's not bad, but this is different from other relationships, isn't it? Like, he can read my thoughts. Mm-hmm. That's different. Mm-hmm. So I would say it's both and I'd say it's too simplistic to just say it's a relationship and didn't make people think it's going to feel like any other relationship because it's not.
Right.
Is that fair?
It is very fair.
Okay, so I'm not just talking out of my automaton.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Okay, well, that's it then.
Oh, yeah,
also,
it is.
I have for video people,
oh,
if you
look
up
that.
Here, if you're able to watch this on video, mm-hmm. we're continuing our Heroes of the Faith series.
Is that your mom?
And that's my mom.
She looks wonderful.
Yes, I'm curating an art series called Heroes of the Faith, mm-hmm. and we have art up here.
And that's an L there for
Linda.
Linda, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's my mom. She's a hero of the faith.
She looks wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's put up with a lot. She has.
And here she is mm-hmm. in the halls of the Heroes of Faith on
she
the
made
chalkboard.
It to the chalkboard. So
congratulations.
This is supposed to make up for years
of heartache.
Of heartache and disillusionment.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.